You just want me to chat, or you want to ask?
Yeah, so today, guys, I've got Michael Levinson on the show today. He's actually here to talk about his business, Wise Hive. And I guess, Michael, if you want to share your story, kind of give us a little bit of an idea of how you got started.
Sure, John. My name is Mike Levinson. I have been a entrepreneur and a business starter, I guess, for just about my whole career. John, the way I got started was I had a technology education business for many years through the late 80s and 90s, sold it in around 2000, and spent a handful of years mentoring startups, investing in some startups, angel investing, and so forth. And in late 2007, along with a couple of other fellows, we started this accelerator program in the Philadelphia area called Dream Adventures to help young companies build themselves up, either take them from the back of a napkin to an idea to a functioning product, or from a functioning product to a product that had customers, revenue, and so forth. And Dream It runs around this idea that we're going to collect applications, bring them in, select a group of people, invite them into the program. And so when I was running Dream It the first year, which was 2008, we had all this data. We had data from applications coming in. We had hundreds of applications and thousands of reviews associated with those applications. We had to bring all that data into a central point. We had to organize it. We had to decide who was going to get into the program. And then even after Dream It started, there was all sorts of information flowing around between the Dream It partners, the Dream It partners and the companies, and everything was coming through email, and my email box really exploded probably to three, four, five times the emails I had had in the prior years. And a lot of it was information I needed to collect, I needed to organize, and it just felt like somehow there was a paradigm that was kind of off here and needed to change. So we finished running Dream It the first year, and I had a friend who was a programmer. And we decided to get together and start WiseHive to kind of solve this problem. And the core idea behind WiseHive when we got it off the ground was to create a platform which kind of combined some different elements. It combined some elements of the task management system, and there are some really good task managers out there, but to combine that with the elements of a database system and kind of integrate it with an email system. So instead of all this stuff kind of getting buried in your emails, it could come into a central database and be organized, but also be related to tasks and being able to help you manage your work and organize all this information so that, as I say, there was a process to what you were doing, and you could run different aspects of your business with it, whether in our case it was for applications or CRM or bug tracking or whatever it was. And that was really what got WiseHive off the ground.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that something you mentioned before we started was, for me, I know, like, if I were to go, say, on Craigslist and start applying for jobs, a lot of those places I'm just sending a, Word document, and they're probably just getting flooded with all these emails. And you were mentioning that your system has, like, the capabilities to kind of collaborate that data and just put it all together in a very organized way.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things, to go back to WiseHive, Dream It for a second, and then go to your specific example. The first year we got thousands of applications, and they came in as PDFs via email, and they're all sitting there in the email. And there's just, how do we organize all of that stuff, and how do we bring it into a database? So what we did is we built an online a system that allows you to build an online form and publish that form either as a link or embedded into your actual website, where that form can collect data and organize it into a database on the back end. So there's a number of use cases for that. One of the ones is hiring. So for instance, WiseHive has grown from two of us to 25 of us in 3 years. And I've never, other after the first time, I've never put an ad up, whether it's on Craigslist or some other site, and had applications come in, because then they're sitting in your inbox, you're reviewing them. Where do you make comments? How do you decide who's best or worst? How do you share those comments with somebody else in your organization that you might want to hire them? So what you can do with WiseHive is you can put a link in your Craigslist ad, for instance, have that link take them to a form, and then what we do is we ask them like 5 to 7 questions, where they live and what job they're looking for and their salary range and other things like that. And then we also have an upload button, and they can upload their resume or they can upload their cover letter. And what happens is that all comes into a database now, which is kind of formatted like a spreadsheet. We see the list of candidates in the database or in the spreadsheet, and now we can go through, look at each one, make comments, move them into different folders. And some of the advanced features of WiseHive are workflow tools. So for instance, if there's a candidate, and let's say we're looking for somebody at a price range and we get a really good candidate, but they're way overpriced, we can move them into a folder called overqualified. And that could automatically trigger an email to go to the candidate saying, thank you for your application, but you know, it looks like you're overqualified for this position. So that we can not only help people organize the information, but we can help automate the process. So when all is said and done, if they've gone through 300 candidates, maybe 250 of them don't meet certain criteria, not only have they filtered them out, but they've been able to automate the process of sending them thank you letters and so forth without them having to have done any additional work. And that's true. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, you were just, it's interesting because basically you've kind of like streamlined this whole process, even down to the automation piece is pretty obviously helpful for a lot of these businesses, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. So what WiseHive allows you to do, and what's kind of cool about the way we've architected it, is you can use it at different levels. So at the simplest level, you could use it internally. So for instance, if I wanted to manage a contact list, or if I wanted to manage a list of articles that we're going to publish on our blog and where they are and who's working on them and what status they're in, I can kind of do it very simply internally, and because it really kind of becomes an online database. I can also attach tasks and files and documents to each of those items or records in my database to turn it into, instead of just the database, kind of collaborative database and task management system. Mm-hmm. But then I can take it a step further, and I can take the form that I create to capture this data, and I can publish it on my website or through any, or even on my Facebook page, so that I could collect data. And that could be resumes, it could be leads for contact management, you know, for customers or prospects. It could be any sorts of other data. It could be service requests for, you know, a company that might have a service business, and people can fill in the form and say, hey, I need help. And then those requests can come in, and they can be organized, and they can be assigned to different people. So we have all sorts of different applications of WiseHive, but they're all kind of around helping people collect data and then use that data to automate, streamline their businesses and their business processes.
Right. So, I mean, are most of these more, do you find it's more of like an enterprise-based system, or is this sort of like, you know, I don't know what I haven't looked at what the costs are in terms of like using these tools, but it sounds like it can get pretty advanced depending on what people are looking to do with it.
Yeah. So there's what we've done with it. So that what I was describing was kind of the underlying core technology and what it does. What we've done in terms of bringing it to market is, and this, you can see this if you go to our website, is we've actually kind of split the product into three kind of outbound product lines, and they actually each service a slightly different group of customers. Mm-hmm. So, but they all basically at a real core level do something very similar. So we have one group of customers that are foundations, universities, organizations like United Way that collect applications and bring them in, and then manage through those applications to figure out who's going to get a grant or a fellowship or a scholarship. So for instance, we've got one organization in New York that brings in over 10,000 applications that are for fellowships and internships, where they take those applications, they put them through a rigorous process. WiseHive actually reads some of the data and helps organize the data. Like WiseHive can read the data coming in, for instance, and if somebody has a certain criteria in a certain field of data, it can automatically route that data to a certain folder. So if somebody is looking for, let's say, an internship, and it says, oh, they want to work in the United States, it can route them into a United States folder. So we've got organizations like that using it to process, to run programs around internships and scholarships and fellowships. And we have, a lot of those organizations have told us that they've tripled or quadrupled the number of applications they can process with less people, because this eliminates taking documents and copying them and photocopying them and having stacks and stacks of folders on their conference room tables and all that stuff. Right. So they're using it to bring in data and process applications. But what we've also done is we've come out with a contest version of the same product, which we call WiseHive Buzz, which allows people to use the same product to run contests. So we have video contests for brands and agencies. We have writing contests and poetry contests, photo contests, business plan competitions, you know, best of restaurant awards for certain areas. Consumer Electronics uses us to collect all these applications to decide for their shows and their website who's going to get win certain awards for certain product categories and so forth. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is at the core underlying level, it's the same idea of helping people collect data. In this case, it's contest applications, which may or may not include photos and videos and so forth. But then it's also still about the decision-making. In some cases, it might be a private decision-making process. But with our contest product, we've also kind of created this public decision-making process. And so for those customers, for that product line, I guess, we have brands and agencies who are our primary customers. Whereas in the first one, which we call WiseHive Select, we have mostly like foundations and universities and those kind of organizations. And then finally, the third segment that we've gone after, which is a product we call WiseHive Swarm, is more about just the basic underlying productivity, bringing in resumes, bringing in prospects, leads, streamlining business processes. And those are mostly focused at groups, at organizations that have teams of people that may be anywhere from, let's say, 5 to 100 people that want to work together but don't have the need is not big enough to go out and try to hire an IT consultant or to go to an IT guy within their organization or to spend $10,000 or, you know, $20,000 on some sort of system. Right. What it allows them to do is it empowers a basic business person to be able to use the system and configure the system without any IT knowledge to be able to automate and streamline whatever they're trying to do and organize within their little segment of either the business or within a small, medium business.
Yeah, so I mean, there's really a pretty big market for these kinds of things, I would think, with the way that you guys have been able to implement this. I wanted to ask too, I mean, have you found that there's some, you know, some competition in this sort of niche of like the productivity tools and things like that with some of these other, I know, you know, there's obviously popular tools out there that might be for like the standard user, but from a higher end, like, you know, business perspective, have you found there's a lot of competition in that niche?
Yeah, so on the productivity side itself, what's really interesting about what we're doing is if I were to map out the marketplace, there's different bubbles of competition. But what we've done, which I think is really unique, is we've created a product that is somewhat of a combination of some other groups of areas. So for instance, there's a handful, 4 or 5 really good products that allow for task management where you can, you know, create a list of tasks, your to-do list for the day, you can assign them to team members. But the problem is that once you get beyond just kind of organizing your tasks, there isn't this higher level structure like the tasks in some way relate to customers or the tasks relate in some way to the people that I'm bringing in for resumes and reviews. So my database of customers or my database of resumes and reviews are over in the system on the right, and I'm sitting in there on the left kind of trying to manage my work. On the other hand, there are some systems that are good with capturing online data that allow me to structure a database of prospects or customers or whatever, but they typically don't have kind of a modern, responsive way to actively work with that data kind of minute to minute or during the day because they don't have kind of the task management features.
Right, right.
And so what we've kind of done is we've kind of combined the two, what for the most part are separate product lines out in the marketplace today, so that not only are you managing your data, whether it's your customers or the resumes or your applications for the grant process, but now you can assign different things to each record or each piece of information that you actively or your team actively works with during the day. So at the end of the day, you can see a complete, let's say, audit trail or activity mm-hmm. trail of everything that's happened for that customer or for that resume, and has somebody reached out to them and what was the response. And so we're kind of combining different aspects of the task management system and an online database system And we actually present it in a familiar spreadsheet type of interface so that if you're familiar with like a Google spreadsheet or an Excel spreadsheet, you know how to work the product. The interface is very familiar.
Yeah.
And so we think it's kind of a cool, unique combination of features. There are some higher level products. Like in the old days, there was a product called Lotus Notes and some features of Microsoft SharePoint that it tries to bring some of the power of those kind of products down to a business user, but without the overhead of servers and IT consultants and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I know you mentioned briefly the Facebook contests, or rather the contests in general, you're able to, you know, your tool is able to, is that all in the same tool or is that a separate kind of product?
Well, what we've done is the technology has kind of all been developed in one place, but we've kind of split out the product in terms of what the customer acquires or buys and what they end up using. So, for instance, if somebody comes into WiseHive to run a contest, they go down kind of the contest track, they get the contest version of our product, which I mentioned earlier we call WiseHive Buzz. Yep. So, you know, if you're using that product, that WiseHive Buzz product, you're really using a product that has the features and configuration options that allow you to put a contest online, to change the way it looks, to brand it so that the page that people are coming to looks just like your brand, to set parameters to say, let's make sure that people only vote one time a day on this particular contest. You can set parameters, is this running inside of my website or is it running on my Facebook page or is it running as a standalone site? So there's a whole configuration feature set around using WiseHive Buzz that's a very different feature set than if you're using it to establish, let's say, to run it to accept 5,000 grant applications, where what you want to make sure in that case is that the applicant has a very interactive and kind of robust feature set so that if you ask them four pages of questions, in that case, they're able to save drafts, come back in, review them later, you know, submit their application. And so it becomes much more of an interactive process with the applicant, whereas in a contest, it's a little more transactional where they submit the entry and then the activity kind of occurs behind the scenes. So what we've really done is we've got one engine, which is very powerful, but we've kind of deployed it in different ways with different configuration items, depending on which kind of customer is coming in and what they're going to try to use it for.
Right. So it sounds like pretty much most of the tool set is really just expanded upon itself and then it's been made configurable so it can really cater to different businesses in different ways, depending on what they're looking to do.
Exactly. And I'm kind of glossing over the fact that the productivity tool, which we're calling WiseHive Swarm, was actually built on a new foundation because it's all based around this API-driven infrastructure. So it's really easy to bring data in and send data out and connect to other systems with it. But at the core level, kind of glossing over that for a minute, the idea is we've kind of built this very powerful back-end kind of data productivity engine, and we're just kind of configuring it and deploying it in different ways depending on the needs of the specific segment or the specific customer that we're going after.
Right. Now, I kind of wanted to switch up the conversation a little bit. I was kind of curious how you guys, you know, obviously you mentioned that when you started this, you know, you reached out to your, you know, a friend of yours, and that's kind of where you started the company, and now you're 25 employees, I think you said.
Yeah.
How have you gone about kind of marketing the business and, you know, bringing in new customers for the, you know, the products that you guys are selling?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and it's been really an interesting and rewarding kind of learning experience because for the first segments that we've gone after, which are this application side of our business, which includes both the contest business as well as the application business for the grants and scholarships fellowships, it's really been mostly online marketing. So, you know, we initially brought in some people to help teach us, and I personally and a few other people spent a lot of time really learning everything we could learn about search engine optimization and Google AdWords and, you know, the AdWord type products on other search engines. And we've really put just a lot of time and energy into trying to make sure we understand that. And so, for instance, what we did is when we started off, we came up with a list of 20 or 30 keyword phrases that we thought were important. We researched how many hits each phrase got. We then went on a very directed method to try to make sure that when people searched on those terms, we came to the top of the list. Mm-hmm. We created a lot of content. We put a lot of content out there. And, you know, one of the nice things is we're probably ranked number one on 15 or 16 of those 20 top phrases at this point.
Wow.
And we're no less than probably three on the other five or six. And so we get a lot of leads. So we built a whole series of landing pages, you know, for grant applications, scholarship applications. Like on our contest side, we have different landing pages for photo contest versus video contest versus Facebook contest, for instance. And so we've really spent a lot of time and energy trying to put good content out there that can help people so that if they want to learn the benefits of a contest or why to run a contest, or why they should automate their application process. And in the process, you know, done a lot of the techniques necessary so that if people go to Google and search for this kind of thing, they find us.
Right.
You know, and in the case where they don't find us by organic means, we've also spent a lot of time trying to understand how to really get the most bang for our buck out of running ads, you know, in Google or on Bing or in these other search engines.
Right.
That's probably today where we get the lion's share of our leads.
Through paid advertising.
Well, paid and search engine, SEO, you know, yeah. Organic search results.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned being able to get multiple, you know, you said you've got several terms, over 10 of your primary keywords are ranking, you know, number one on Google or in the top 10 at very least. How have you guys gone about kind of, you know, going after that? Was it mostly just on-page SEO, or did you do anything with like backlinking? How in-depth did that really get for you guys?
Yeah, well, we've done a few different things. We kind of created a list of all the things we thought would make the most sense to do in terms of how to get there. And we kind of just methodically started working down the list. So we've done a lot of content creation. We spent a lot of time optimizing each page. So, you know, if you talk to Google and you read the articles, if you want to do a search, whether it's paid ad or non-paid ad, if you want to do a search, that, you know, there has to be a certain keyword density from the words that you're putting out there to the words that appear in the ads, to the words that actually appear on the website. And, you know, they have to relate to each other for Google to believe that they relate to each other. So we really went through, you know, there's a number of good tools out there to try to make sure the web pages were configured properly. Then, you know, the second piece of it is the content and getting content out there and getting writing good content, making it useful, making it the kind of thing that people share and making people want to relate to. And the other thing that we did is we asked a number of our customers that when they deploy a contest or an application process from their website to put a link back to us to say, hey, we used this great contest software by WiseHive, or we used this great application software by WiseHive. And because we have a lot of big customers with a lot of probably
authority,
equity,
yeah,
built up in their web pages, I think that value, even though it's not necessarily a lot of volume, I think that the good amount of volume we have multiplied by kind of the value that they have in their pages has really helped us. So we haven't gone after like mass linking programs where, you know, we reach out to thousands of people and say, hey, link to us and all that stuff, because we wanted everything to be completely above board and legitimate and so forth. But, you know, when a like Disney is a customer, if a Disney links back to you, that's valuable.
Right.
Or, if United Way links back to you, that's valuable. And so I think that's helped us in a lot of cases also build up the links, the SEO value of our pages.
Yeah, I know. That's definitely interesting. And even just having, you know, because I know with certain tools, I've gone out and I've done a little bit of research myself kind of into some of this stuff. I won't get in depth right now, but I know even the simplest links will start to make a difference. And, you know, you'll see you'll see different metrics show up just based on getting backlinks. Even just commenting on other blogs can make a difference.
Exactly. You know, and as Google has refined their algorithms over the last, you know, every year or so, it seems like they come out with a new set of algorithms to try to ferret out the, you know, the sites that people have really just picked, put up to generate traffic. I think having real legitimate links versus, you know, just trying to go out and create a bunch of, you know, black market or gray market links is really valuable. And that's, we've really just focused on quality as opposed to quantity and trying to do everything by the book, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to go, because then when those next updates hit, it should not affect those kinds of rankings that you guys are able to achieve, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Now, I think I figure we could probably wrap up. I know I wanted to make today short since I actually had to take off somewhere. But is there anything else you wanted to share maybe with anyone listening before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the one thing I would say is, you know, our new product, which is called WiseHive Swarm, we're really just in the process. We're about a month into rolling it out. It's a fantastic product for any medium or small business, as well as any team within a corporate environment that needs to organize data, manage tasks, streamline business processes. And right now it's free, and our intention would be to grandfather anybody in that gets in early and gives us some feedback. So, you know, if there's ever a time to kind of get your fingers into something that might provide a lot of value, you know, potentially thousands of dollars worth of value to your company without having to pay for it, it's a good time to try it out.
Yeah, I might even sign up just to check it out, see what kind of see what it has to offer. I don't know how much it'll be useful for me at the moment. I'm kind of a one-man ship, but but you know. All right, well, thanks for coming on. For anyone who's listening, you can check out Mike's site at wisehive.com.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yep, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out today's episode with Michael Levinson. If you haven't yet, I know I just posted, this will be my 51st episode. If you haven't yet, please head over to the blog and subscribe to my mailing list. Usually every week I'll send out an email with new episodes and, you know, any free valuable content that I've been sharing with my mailing list. You can head over to voicesofmarketing/episode51 if you want to check out the show notes on this one. Talk to you later.